With the 2023 tax filing deadline fast approaching, a reminder about some last-minute boost you can make to your retirement savings in this week's Fastest 4 Minutes in Finance. Hello, I'm Scott Inman. Thanks for checking us out this week. Well, my oldest son is 23 years old and graduated from college last year. 2023 was his first year of adulting. I got to spend Easter Sunday with him. Unfortunately, the day was not completely a celebration. At the end of our day together, he handed me a folder full of documents and asked if I could help him file his tax return. My thoughts were, "Welcome to the real world, son." It's great that he got to live 23 years without worrying about taxes, but those days are over. And I probably don't need to remind you that this year's tax filing deadline is Monday, April 15th. If you haven't filed your return yet, we want to remind you today that it's not too late to make some last-minute moves that will boost your retirement savings. If you had earned income in 2023, you're eligible to contribute to a traditional IRA. If you do not work but have a spouse who does, and you file a joint tax return, you are eligible to contribute to your own IRA. You can make these contributions for 2023 even though we are now in 2024. You just have to do it by the time you file your return or by April 15th. The annual contribution limit for 2023 is $6,500. Now, if you're age 50 or older, there is also a catch-up contribution of $1,000. So, for instance, a married couple in which both spouses are both 50 or older can pack $15,000 into their retirement savings as long as one spouse worked and that spouse made at least $15,000 in 2023. Now, besides the obvious benefit of improving your retirement, there is a potential tax advantage to making those contributions. If you are covered by a retirement plan through your employer and made $116,000 or less as a couple, you can deduct your contribution from your taxes. If you made $136,000 or less, you can deduct part of your contribution. If you made more than $136,000, you can still make the contribution, but you cannot deduct it. If you're not covered by a retirement plan through your employer, the income limits are even higher. There is also the option of contributing to a Roth IRA before you file your 2023 tax return. Keep in mind the key difference between a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA is that the traditional IRA is considered a pre-tax contribution and will be taxed at ordinary income tax rates when you withdraw funds in retirement. A Roth IRA is an after-tax contribution, so there is no tax deduction available for you now, but withdrawals are tax-free in retirement. Contribution limits are the same for both Roth and traditional IRAs, and the limit is a combined limit. That means you have $6,500 or $7,500 to contribute depending on your age, and you can put it all in a traditional or all in a Roth, or you can split it up, but you can't go over the limit. Now, one additional point for the Roth IRA, if you are a high income earner, you may not be eligible. As a married couple, if you made more than $228,000 in 2023, you cannot contribute to a Roth. As always, consult your CPA and work with a financial advisor to know what's right for you. Thanks for listening.
You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.